We're going to have a faith review tonight. This is Increase Day. I want to remind you something. Prayer does not make faith work. Faith makes prayer work. You cannot have a faith review without Mark 11, 23, and 24, and 25. So, would you open there, please? And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Notice yet is in italics. Jesus answered and said unto it. I mean, the man's gone to talking to trees. But I want you to notice this. Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. His disciples heard it. So he wasn't quiet about it. And they came to Jerusalem. Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold, bought in the temple and overthrew it. Now notice, he went in there the day before and walked around. I'm not so sure they even knew he was there. But he slept on it and then went over there the next morning. They came in Jerusalem and Jesus went into the temple, began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. Then let us suffer any man to carry any vessel through the temple. He taught, saying unto them, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, and you've made it a den of thieves. The scribes and chief priests heard and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him because all the people were astonished at his doctrine. When evening was come, he went out of the city, and in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. He just said, nobody's going to eat anything off you forever. That fig tree could still be standing there and there'd never be another fig on it. But it went to the root of the problem. And he said it. Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Have the God, the faith of God. Have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say, it's a whosoever thing. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And then he put it into motion himself. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. When you feel it? No, when you pray. Believe it right then. It's mine. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Now, and seeing in the distance a fig tree covered with leaves, he went to see if he could find any fruit on it. For the fig tree, the fruit appears at the same time of the leaves. But he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the fig season had not yet come. So what happened here? The fig season hadn't come, but the leaves had. That was a disobedient tree. Now, in the garden, uninformed artists have her eating an apple. There is no mention of an apple in that garden. They covered themselves with fig leaves. So the tree was a fig tree. Duh! Yeah. And listen, with these eyes, I saw a beautiful artist rendering, and they were just bragging on it, just bragging on it. And she's standing there with an apple in her hand, and she and her husband both had belly buttons. Really? No. If there's anything, he had a scar on his side. But you know it didn't, because the Lord closed him back up. And when God does surgery on you, but then that's where she came from. No wonder she was fine looking. She's handmade. Made by Elohim. A heavenly woman. Oh, me. So, now, now that we've seen that, that footnote helps. As of course, that's not in the King James. It just says the fig season one yet. But this says why. So it was a disobedient tree. And the fig trees that I've seen in this country, you know, the kind of bushes, not in the Middle East, these things make great big trees. Now then, turn to Romans 4. Now, remember, anytime you find the word promise, that's a blood sworn oath. Therefore, it is faith that it might be by grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him and like him, whom he beloved, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things that be not as though they were. That's Romans 4, 16 and 17. Romans 4. Of course, Chris is going to put it up there on the screen. Therefore, inheriting the promises of the outcome of faith depends entirely on faith, in order that it might be given as an act of grace, unmerited favor, to make it stable and valid and guaranteed to all his descendants, not only of the devotees and adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham, who is thus the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. He was appointed our father in the sight of God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and speaks of things, non-existent things that he has foretold and promised as if they already existed. Whew. Hallelujah. Like one man said, if that doesn't set you on fire, your wood's wet. Now the great faith chapter and 11th chapter of Hebrews. In the 10th chapter, verse 38, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back to perdition, but of them who believe to the saving of the soul. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now the just shall live by faith. My righteous servant shall live by his conviction, respecting man's relationship to God and divine things, and holy fervor born of faith, conjoined with it, and if he draws back and shrinks in fear, my soul has no delight and pleasure in him. But our way is not that of those who draw back to eternal misery, perdition, and are utterly destroyed, but we are those who believe, who cleave to, trust in, rely on God through Jesus Christ the Messiah, and by faith preserve the soul. Now remember this, class. Words are spiritual containers in any language, regardless of knowledge, one way or the other. Jesus said, you are justified by your words. You're condemned by your words. And you stand judgment for every idle word that you speak. What is an idle word? Well, I'll tell y'all what, that just scared me to death. No, it didn't. You're still walking around. Well, you know what I mean. No, I don't know what you mean. Yeah, I do, because it used to be that way. It's a habit. When you say, it scared me to life, it don't make sense. And I was, John and Kelly, and we're just playing around the house, and they've gotten up pretty good size, and I jumped out from behind the door, and they, ooh, daddy, daddy, daddy. And the Lord on his side of me said, what are you doing? Who do you think you are? He said, I said, fear not, and you're frightening your children. Don't you ever do that again. And don't you ever let them go to a scary movie. You keep them out of there. You get them in the habit of laughing at fear. And something will come along and not all that funny. And there was one man, every time he'd leave, he'd say, well, I'll see y'all later. A train don't hit me. A train hit his car and liked to kill him. Idle words. Jesus said, let your word be yes and no.
That's good.
All else proceeds from evil. So you develop new habits. Use Bible words.
Yes.
You don't have, there's a lot of good words in there. Isn't this magnificent? It's the work of the Lord. And it's marvelous in my eyes.
Yes.
Awesome. Wonderful. Or hoop-de-doo. But at least that's not idle. It just doesn't mean anything. I have a favorite one that I text. Yee-haw! But then I'm from West Texas.
Right.
All caps, of course, with three little red heart exclamation points. Of course, I'm a one-finger texter, and uh-oh, takes me a while. Say, forget it, I'll just call you. All right. Well, you see this on the screen. Now faith is. If it isn't now, it's still hope. And the Apostle Paul wrote by the Spirit of God, these three abide, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. I have heard it. Don't get your hopes up. Oh, don't get your hopes up. It might not happen. I have an answer for that. At least that's not idle. Hope is the blueprint for faith.
That's right.
You better get it up. Brother Hagin said it's that the Lord told him it's hope like your grandparents are coming. Well, I understood that because my grandparents lived 300 miles away. We lived in Abilene, and they had a farm in Fieldton, and then went to church in Littlefield. And but every once in a while, my mother would say, "Me, Mom, and Papa are coming tomorrow." Oh boy. Oh boy. Every time I'd hear a car. What? I'm expecting. I'm expecting. And these things are relative. My dad would say, "Kenneth, got to get up early in the morning. We're going to go fishing." Now, I don't know whether we're going to Kirby or Fort Phantom, but we hadn't much rain, and Kirby's kind of a shallow lake. We'll probably drive on over to Fort Phantom Hill. What'd I do that night? I got my fishing tackle out. Got it all by the door, got everything placed just right. And wake up in the night and check it. Going fishing with my dad in the morning. And he'd come in and say, "Kenneth, in the morning, I want you to mow the yard. But you don't have to do both of them. You can mow the backyard the next day." I didn't get up. I didn't wake up. I didn't want to wake up. I hate that lawnmower. My grandfather said, "Well, I'll tell you one thing." He said, "That young man said he's very brave. He said he'll lay down right beside a job of work and go to sleep." Say, "You're really strong." We were out there one day, and little West Texas dirt get hot in the bottom of my boots, my toes would curl up. So he wanted me to go help him in the field when he was out there hoeing weeds and goat heads and stuff out and getting pile them up. And there was a Spanish guy, and my grandfather just take that, just swing it and cut the stuff, just walk about like I'm walking now. Well, he had lapped us. And he said, "When does that old man fall down?" I don't know. I said, "Papa, how come you can just outwork us all?" He said, "'Cause you don't set your jaw, boy." In other words, you didn't intend to start with. He's right. Bottom of my feet hurt. I'm going to the house. All of these things have spiritual application. Early on, I was thinking about that. And I set my jaw to learn faith and study it and dig into it. It is a spiritual force. Now listen to this. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hoped for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. For by faith, trust, and holy fervor born of faith, the men of old and divine testimony born to them and obtained a good report. Confirmation. The title deed. Oh, not just the substance. It is the title deed. Glory to God. Can you see what it's saying? I own it. If I can see it with my hope, that's the blueprint, and find the scripture, it's mine. I own it. I believe I receive it. It's mine. Hallelujah. I own it. I have a biblical deed. If you know real Bible hope, most people hope is wish. You gonna get healed this morning? I sure hope so, Brother Copeland. I sure wish I would know. But someone else will say, yes. I came here hoping to receive. I expect to. I fully expect to. I was in a prayer line one time. I walked up to this man. And I said, what's the problem? He said, how about this right here? No, it's on this side. How about this right here? I said, you know, by Jesus' stripes, you're healed. Yes. No, I'm not. I got this. I said, the Bible says by his stripes you were healed. I know it says that. Well, you're healed. No, I'm not. And so the Lord said, tell him he never will be. I said, I'm going to ask you one more time. Do you believe you're healed? No, I don't. I said, you never will be. Just what do you mean I never will be? Because you're not giving God anything to work with. You have to believe it before you get it. Isn't that what Mark 11 says? So it is ready to him. Believe you receive. You're trying to feel it. Well, yeah, it hurts. And I said something like, well, forget it then. No, 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 no. I believe I receive it. It's mine. I said, that's better. I laid hands on him, and I want you to know. Boom! Our God knocked him down. And he got up and he said, brother, I see what you mean.
'24, the year of more and more and more and more. Come on, give him a shout of praise, everybody. Glory to God. Welcome to the 2024 Branson Victory Campaign. We love coming to Branson.
Almost everyone is smiling. You can see the joy of the Lord fills this place. I can feel it. The glory of the Lord's in this place.
We heard about this meeting on the Victory Channel, and we wanted to see our preachers that we watch all the time on the Victory Channel in person. So this was a chance for us to come and see them in person once again.
Words are spiritual containers in any language, regardless of knowledge, one way or the other. Jesus said, you are justified by your words. You're condemned by your words. And you stand judgment for every idle word that you speak.
It changes everything. When you can tangibly feel it as they're speaking, like their faith is being imparted to you as well. Faith has to come. Like you said, you hear the word and faith has to come, and it does.
Now, the word bless literally means to empower to prosper, empower to increase, empower to excel, empower to rise above. You have been empowered to prosper.
Sitting in the service today, all the pain has completely gone in my left knee, and I have mobility in my right ankle.
Oh, glory to God.
I came to the conference to be healed, and that's exactly what happened.
I'm already in the future. And with my vision in your heart and your mind, your future is bright. So walk with me.
Coming in here just is so healing and refreshing because I'm like, man, I've stood on those words. I've been listening to Kenneth Copeland a constant and seeing things come to pass because of standing on his word. God is faithful, and if he promised it, he will fulfill it.
Many solutions to problems don't prevent the same issue from happening again. However, when you set out on a faith project, your faith in God will grow up and become greater than your problem so that you can live free from then on. In the audio series, Growing Your Faith, Kenneth Copeland teaches where our power as believers comes from and how to use that power like he did. From this series, you can learn core values for every believer: how to live by faith, walk in the light of the love of Jesus, be led by the Holy Spirit, and honor God. You have a farmer's heart through the Spirit of God, sowing spiritual seed and harvesting by the power of God. Jesus came to give you life. You have the same measure of the life of God that Jesus did. It just takes wisdom from God to use it and live the way that Jesus demonstrated, seeing your faith change the world around you. Get a good foundation for life on which to build your calling and purpose by growing your faith. Discover how to apply God's faith, His Word, and His very life to your circumstances and live the life He has for you. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's MP3 series entitled Growing Your Faith. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. When you became a born-again child of God, you were made the righteousness of God in Christ and joint heirs with Jesus. You were infused with God's powerful living faith, the very life of God living on the inside of you. But don't let it end there. It's time to grow your faith and develop it with the Word of God in you. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a free teaching they want to sow into your life called Growing Your Faith. This is an excellent resource for every believer. You'll learn how to build your faith to live the Christian life in victory. Whether you're hearing about faith for the first time or you need a good faith refresher, get this teaching and immerse yourself in the Word of God. It'll take your faith to a higher level so you have strong faith for every phase of life. To request your free copy on MP3 or as a digital download, go to kcm.org. Thank you, partners, for helping us make these free resources available to people around the world. It is one of the ways you are sending the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. Glory be to God. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.